Network. For Buckeye Country News, I'm Dave Doney. Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today.
Live wire this morning.
Well, we're going to get, as he liked to say, Jake from State Farm.
Yes, that's me.
But it's Howard Long. He's the executive director, Licking County Historical Alliance. Before we get into a lot, which I'm going to assume is going to be trouble here in a few seconds, the heat advisory is still in effect until 8 o'clock this evening. Mix of sun and clouds today. Could see some showers, thunderstorms yesterday afternoon. My God, it opened up in Pataskala. I told Joel, was out cutting grass, and all of a sudden I felt like I was Noah, Howard. I was stuck in my shed for about 20 minutes because I'm like, I'm not walking to go into the house from this. I'm going to stay in the shed. It came down. Did you get a lot over
at
the start?
We did not, but aren't you glad you got the rain?
Yes. Because it actually, it really was cool because the winds picked up. I have to imagine they were 40 to 50 mile an hour winds. And I'm just sitting here watching it in my shed, and I thought, well, there goes the water bottle I had out. What else went flying in
as
the backyard?
As long as you see skunks first into the boat, you're okay.
Did you have your two beers follow you? Or?
No, that was the problem. I wasn't able to do that, and I wasn't at home. The wife wasn't home
two
for me
two.
To go, hey, honey, can you bring me two beers to the shed?
That's it.
Well, all right, okay, look, you're going to start getting me in trouble, so let's talk a little bit, but we were laughing.
Let's
you have
a
name, you had a name tag, and it says Howard on it.
Yes, it does.
And then you said, now, I said, you don't wear that around the house, do you? And you said, no, but my wife has a vanity plate. Howard, why don't you get yourself into trouble and tell us a little bit about that plate?
So my wife has the best part of a salty personality, the best I can say. So, and she lets everyone know it. So the back of her license plate says Salty. So if you see Salty, just wave to her and say it's from Howard or whatever you want to do. Have fun.
Jake from State Farm.
I want to know what the better part of Salty is. Is there any better part of Salty?
See, and you know, the thing about it is I always call us the Licking County Historical Society because we have to have fun with what we do. And, you know, history does not have to be boring. History can be fun.
It often isn't.
So that's generally how I introduce myself. Jake from State Farm when I'm meeting people in the public.
Oh, she's calling right now. She just heard that. You are in such trouble, see?
Oh, pretty much. That's my life.
You saw that water off a duck's back there. Yeah, who cares?
No, I got to ask Howard.
She has different tones, and I know the tone.
You hear, if you don't learn history, you're doomed to repeat it. Okay, you hear that all the time. Is there any good history? Because the overlay of that is if you don't know it, you're doomed to repeat it. Is there any history that repeating's okay?
Of course, and we're going to be doing it tomorrow morning.
Okay.
But, you know, people remember the history that's bad, not necessarily history that's good. And there's so much in between that is so great to cherish and to respect and to honor. I mean, our circle mound and our octagon, that's amazing history.
Mm-hmm.
We don't necessarily, I mean, we say it's Hopewell Indians. Hopewell was the name of a farmer. That's how, down in the Chillicothe area. And I'm sure there's some historical people listening here now. I'm going to say, Jake from State Farm is wrong. I have learned with this job that you have to be spot on. You have to cross your T's and you have to dot your I's. And if you say something, you better be right. If you post something on Facebook, you better be right. I can tell you there were many times where I would post an historical picture on Facebook, go with what I was told of where it was or what it, or where it was from or things like that. And, oh, they let you know. Oh, my gosh, do they let you know. So, but, I mean, again, that's the passion of the people out there that do love history. If I had any concern with history going forward, the younger generation right now, the best I can tell you, doesn't necessarily have the interest. People will come in and donate things that were family, and they all say, well, my daughter or my son or my grandchildren don't want it, and they don't want it to disappear. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm seeing right now.
Yeah.
I go into the fourth grade classrooms. I go into Cherry Valley Elementary School this past year. I did the Underground Railroad. I did the canals. I did our early pioneers, and I did some transportation, and I had a fun time with the kids. and you would see the kids that just light up and they suck up every word that you're saying. And then the ones that are sitting back or are kind of falling asleep that don't necessarily have the interest. I just hope that our younger generation will wake up at some point and really appreciate what we have. And Licking County, my God, do we have an amazing history. And maybe at the end, if I could talk about the America 250 project, because America 250 basically launched on April 18th, mm-hmm. Paul Revere's ride,
with
American Revolution.
Across the state.
Yeah. One by land, one by sea. Mm-hmm. We have a local connection. Burnham Dawes, his great-great-grandfather, William Dawes, was one of the riders. Mm-hmm. He did fall off his horse. He did, I believe, break his arm. He hid in a barn because he didn't want to be captured. Paul Revere was captured. And it was Dr. Samuel Prescott that made it all the way to Concord to warn. So local history. What I found from Ohio, I almost believe that everyone's related at one point in time. And because everybody knows each other, and especially in Licking County, we have 1 degree of separation in this community.
You know, for folks who don't know your backstory, this isn't your life's work. I mean, like, maybe explain how you came to this position in the county.
I'd love to tell you that story. So I was a YMCA director for 34 years, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and then I finished my career at the Robert K. Fox Family YMCA down in Lancaster. Came home one Friday, looked at my wife, and I said, it's time. You need to have passion. You have to love the job. I was tired. And she said, that's wonderful, Howard. I've been talking to you about it for a long time, but you got to find another job. You're not staying home. My wife works from home, and don't be mad. My wife works for Penn State.
I'm a Notre Dame fan, so.
Okay, I mean, it's all good. But
good.
I'm going to get beat up when I walk out the door.
No, it's all bad, but at least there's uniformity. So,
and she started looking immediately and found the Licking County Historical Society had posted a position. We applied that Friday. I was interviewed that following Tuesday, and I was hired on the Friday. It happened so quick. I have a foundation of understanding how to operate a nonprofit. Program experience, grant writing experience, human resource experience. Well-rounded in that respect. A YMCA position will make you a very well-rounded person in the community because you had to be out in the community. You were selling the YMCA. YMCA is an amazing organization that does amazing things for the community, and we have a wonderful YMCA in our community here. And next year, they'll be celebrating mm-hmm. their 150th birthday, and we'll have some programming for that.
How much homework did you have to do when you take over as a Historical Society executive director? Did you just sit down and go, okay, I need to get to the library. I need to study all this stuff. I got to find out what this county is all about. Never have been here before.
So we have an amazing collection at the Buckingham House. Mm-hmm. So lower level is a banquet rental place for meetings. We have the Lions that meet there the first three Wednesdays of the month. But upstairs, we have files from A to Z on Licking County. We have pictures from A to Z on Licking County. People will come in. I call it the rabbit hole because we could start in one file that leads you to another file and so forth and so on, just like that Fabergé organic commercial. So how I learned was learning what we had in our collection, and that better part of 6 months to a year of learning what we have, going through all the files. We reorganized all the files. We reorganized the library. I know where the books are. I know where the maps are. So when a person comes in, I'm able to start helping. I had a gentleman come in yesterday, just about 4:15, and he lives down in Harrison Township, and he had a foundry on his property in the 1820s, and he wanted to know if we knew the name of it. So that's when I gave him the deer in the headlights look and scratched my head and said, well, it's in Harrison Township. I went back to the 1860 Atlas and the 1875 Atlas, found the landowners. So we will be able to go backwards. In the perfect world, I'd open up the F's. There's a word that says foundries, and it lists all the foundries that are in Licking County. Well, I have a better chance of winning lottery tonight than finding that. So again, I will start wonderful resources in the community. We have a group called the Licking County Historical Alliance, and it's a partnership of all the local museums and historical societies here in Licking County. We're the ones that are actually putting on this canal event tomorrow is the Historical Alliance. But learning the library was fun. Opening up a legal folder that has John Adams on a land grant, Thomas Jefferson on a land grant. I'm holding a document, second and third president of the United States with their signatures. I hope it wasn't auto pen. I'm not 100% sure.
I'm going to go on a limb and say no.
I'm just having fun with you guys.
Auto fountain pen, maybe.
Auto fountain pen. But
was it an iPad? They just scribbled their name on it?
You figured it out. My God, now I can go back and explain it. And then we have an underground token that was in the Webb House. And we have the Webb Museum on Granville Avenue. That's open up Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 4. Please come in, take a tour. But going through the house, we found a token that we believe was part of the underground token. Shirley Webb had reached out to the Library of Congress in 1954. Letter came back from Library of Congress that they'd never seen anything like this. There's been articles out there that only 20 of them were made. There's not enough information on it, but we have it in the house to share with people. And it's just, again, amazing piece of collection. I could go on and tell you what we have, but we have some Civil War. We have a phenomenal collection of Buckeye Lake photographs from the early 30s up through the 70s. Mm-hmm. Wonderful picture of Louis Armstrong performing in one of the ballrooms. The SEAL exhibition. I'm sure you've heard of Monkey Island, when the monkeys escaped and got onto a little island. There's just some crazy stories, but I have some crazy stories I want to tell you about the canal.
Yep, we're going to get into that.
I can almost look at Licking County or even a Newark and say from the 1820s up to the 1930s and 20s through Prohibition, we were a tough town. And then when the canal came in, that brought in an element that we wouldn't have had otherwise. Just some crazy stuff. But learning the library has been an absolute love. And I'm telling you, even today, every time I find something new, it's a cool job. I have the best job in the whole world.
I was going to say, he looks like a kid in a candy shop.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's
amen.
Absolutely.
Pretty good. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Howard Long, and we're going to get into the Ohio Erie Canal Bicentennial Celebration taking place tomorrow at the Canal Market District in downtown Newark. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today. Howard Long, Executive Director of the Licking County Historical Society. Heat advisory is in effect until 8 this evening. Mix of sun and clouds throughout the day today. Could see a late afternoon shower, possible storm as well. And then a mix of sun and clouds for your Saturday, chance of rain as well. And Saturday is a big day, Howard. You folks, Licking County Historical Alliance, will be hosting the Ohio Erie Canal Bicentennial Celebration. I wish you'd get a little bit more excited about this. I mean, but can you give us a little enthusiasm as you talk about this?
Well, do you want me to be humdrum? I will if you want. It's up to you. This is a fun project. We have been working on this better part of a year. Close to a year and a half. I remember Tim Bob giving me a call, or Todd Clydesmith from the America 250, saying, so what are you guys going to do for the canal? And I got, once again, I gave the deer in the headlights. It wasn't on the radar. Next alliance meeting, and I said, guess what, guys? We have a project. We need to honor the 200th anniversary of the Ohio Erie Canal. And the importance of it is that this is our backyard. Mm-hmm. Licking Summit was considered the high point between the Ohio River and Lake Erie. And when they did their surveying and came through, they said, this is where we're going to start. So you had the governor of New York, and you had the governor of Ohio on July 4th, 1825, coming down in horse and carriage to Licking Summit to put the first shovel in the ground and celebrate. And then they went up to the Circle Mound, and that's where they had this celebration. 8,000 people came 200 years ago. And people have been saying, wow, they must have not had a lot to do on July 4th back in 1825. But this was the shovel that went into the ground that transformed Ohio. You know, you had farmers and you had people that had goods and services with no means of being able to get it out and share it. And by July 4th, 1825, the canal through New York was already done. And when we completed our canal, which I believe took a better part of 7 years, and then ours opened, it transformed us as a state. I think our population doubled within a decade, and it was in Newark. Newark changed. It transformed Newark. I mean, you were getting 25 cents a bushel for hay, and now getting $1 per bushel for hay. And what did that do to the farmer? That made the farmer wealthy to some degree. And all the rules that were with the canal, all the boats had to have names. They all had to have 4-inch letters, numbers on their boats, marking the boats. Go 200 years later, and we have 4-inch letters on boats. Some of those things. A canal boat wasn't allowed to go more than 4 miles an hour. I don't know how a mule or a horse would be pulling a canal boat more than 4 miles an hour, but I mean, and you weren't allowed on the canal routes, you weren't allowed to stop and barter with people on the side. There were designated areas for trades, but that's not what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And Newark, it transformed Newark. I mean, it made us a town, a hub, and that was just amazing. But on Saturday, our goal is to recreate what took place 200 years ago. So 200 years ago, the bishop, the Episcopal bishop of Ohio was present. We have the Episcopal bishop coming to our event. We asked the governor of New York to attend, and unfortunately, Kathy Hochul declined. But our governor, Mike DeWine, said yes. That's amazing. And then we're going to have the mayor of Newark talk and greeting people. We're going to have the mayor of Heath, Mark Johns, talk, because that's his backyard where the canal is. And then we'll have our county commissioner, Tim Bubb. We'll have Todd Clydesmith from the America 250. He's the executive director of that, because we're ramping up mm-hmm. to now and a really big year next year, and all the celebrations that are going to happen across the country, but across our 88 counties, and Licking County is one of them. Then we are going to have the governor speak. And then when that is done, we're going to have Jeff Gill and Stephen Hughes do a recreation of the original speeches. And I have asked Stephen Hughes to cut down the speech that New York had. If I don't, you're all going to be there for 3 hours listening to this one speech. And I don't want to take anything away from it. But he was testing the waters as to whether he wanted to be or run for president. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he actually ended up doing it at the end. And then from after the reenactments are done from 12:30 to 2, we'll have vendors underneath the pavilions that people are going to be able to go at all times. I mean, I'm sure people will be walking around. And then we have some amazing stuff happening down at the works. I believe we have the burrito bus that's going to be there in dips. And
did they have that back in the 1800s?
Burritos?
How was that hard? That had to have been hard to reenact that one.
Probably not. But, you know, the funny thing that you say about that, the food for the event 200 years ago, we didn't have that ability in Newark. The food came up from Lancaster. It was, I don't know if they were, used the word caterer 200 years ago.
Don't let Tommy Sue hear that.
Oh, Tommy will get me later. She's amazing, too. She does an amazing
job. She's the caterer, for folks or not. She's the caterer with the booking.
I love Tommy. She's amazing. She lets you know she is, she's probably salty, too. Her and my wife get along very well. And now I'm really in trouble. So for the rest of the afternoon, just there will be activities. There will be kids' activities. There is going to be a scavenger hunt for kids. We have the Licking County players going to be dressed up, and each one of them is going to have a story. So one of the stories is going to be the story of the Lady Jane. Lady Jane was one of the first canal boats on the canal, and it was made in Hebron. And I'm not picking on Hebron now, but mistakes were made 200 years ago. This boat, they put no expense to it because this was the first. This was going to be a grand boat. Launched into the water, the band gets on, the dignitaries get on. The goal was to take it from downtown Hebron up to Licking Summit. The towpath was lined with Newark Guard. It was lined with people from all over. Remember, 8,000, oh no, not for this event, but it was the towpath was covered from downtown Hebron all the way up to the Licking Summit. Boat gets up to the first lock. It's too wide. It's never going to go in the canal. It's never going to go through the canal. The boat, in the infinite wisdom, ends up becoming a saloon. And then a brothel. Well, you're talking temperance time at this point. So the ladies of Hebron wouldn't have it, and they burned the sucker down. So there will be a PG version, and there will be an adult version that we will share with people. Another one, Wheelbarrow Justice. You're going to see a Licking County player walking around with a beer, wheelbarrow that will say Wheelbarrow Justice on it. You got drunk or you got arrested, they threw you in the wheelbarrow and they brought you over to the jail.
They didn't have enough wheelbarrows, did they?
Cannot make it up. Another story is Gingerbread Row. So Gingerbread Row was downtown Newark between 1st and 2nd Street. So imagine on a Friday night, Saturday night, torch-lit canal. People came from all over the county to take part in the shenanigans. It was called Gingerbread Row because of bakers. Gingerbread and whiskey went really good together. So tomorrow we will have gingerbread at Hey Babes in the 2nd Street Market, and they will be handing out gingerbread. They won't be handing out bourbon or whiskey. Bring a flask, do whatever you want. I'm sure we're in Dora and you can do it and not get in trouble. It's all good. Hey, have fun. But this was a place on a Friday and Saturday night that if you had a disagreement, that you got it out, whether you fought and got thrown in the canal, you went down and you wanted to see a lady of the night, or you wanted to do other things, this was the place to go. But people would come down just to see the shenanigans on this. So those are three of the 15 stories that we're going to have. But for the kids, they're going to have to, they have about 12 stories that they have to figure out and get the answers. And the first child or student to figure it out will get a prize.
I don't know, Joel, I'm sure you can see it as well. You mentioned it. You love what you do. I mean, every day has got to just be a new day for you. Like the gentleman who came in said, hey, I want some help finding this, talking about these different stories. Is there one or two things, though, over the years that you've learned that you went that, I mean, you've given us some great ones now, but are there some things that you're just like shaking your head that this is here in our own backyard? I mean, is the canal one of them? Because I grew up in Summit County in Akron. Canal Park is named after the canal. You got the locks and all that up there. So, yeah. I mean, I know that.
Canal Winchester?
Yeah.
All of it. I can't emphasize how much it changed Ohio. So you asked, I think one of the most interesting things that I found out after starting the job was that we sit on a cemetery. were on the old Sikh cemetery, and they believe there's roughly still 283 bodies on the property. It was a cemetery from 1814 to 1863. We have six Revolutionary War soldiers on the property, somewhere between 12 to 15 from the War of 1812. But this property had many uses over the years. I don't think it ever was intended to be a cemetery. It became a public, and it was a free place to bury. Cedar Hill opens in 1850. The town takes possession of the Sixth Street Cemetery in 1854, with the understanding that no one was supposed to be buried beyond that. But there was recorded the last burial was in 1863. My goal is to honor that property. I am currently trying to get the six Revolutionary War stones replaced. I'm working with Veterans Affairs and National Archives for the better part of a year. It is a tedious process. I now have to reach out to Pennsylvania archives. I believe that most of them came from Pennsylvania. I have to show a muster roll that they were in the Civil War, American Revolutionary War, then I will send those back to Veterans Affairs, and hopefully I can get this sorted because I want to have all of these in place for next year. Next year, it's my hope to have, we normally do Echoes of the Past at Cedar Hill. Next year, I'm going to do it at Sixth Street Cemetery and tell the stories of these six Revolutionary War soldiers. I hope to have the Daughters of the American Revolution involved, Sons of the American Revolution, which I joined December 18th of this past year. It only took me 30 years to do it. My mom was in the DAR, so I'm glad I'm part of it. The timing of it's perfect. That was probably the one thing that got me, and then getting all these calls from paranormal people that want to come to the properties. And I had three over the last 3 years. And the mediums that came out and were having conversations with little children and ladies. And there was one in the Buckingham House. I'm probably going to say it's wrong, but it was a RAM pod. And they would ask a question, and you would pause, and then they would ask a question and pause. And after about a half an hour, they would then play it back. Well, I can't say exactly what was repeated back, but it was not these blank people again. That's when my hair stuck up, and I said, I'm done having paranormals come to the property. If you go to the Buckingham House in the judge's bedroom, you will find a glass of bourbon on the mantle. That is my offering to the house. I need to keep peace. The only thing that happened in the house in the 3 years is I was the only one in the house and a door slammed. All the doors were closed. I said, hello, is anybody there? No answer. And I said it was time for me to leave for the day.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say he went down and he had the glass of bourbon. 250th, real quick, coming up, obviously. Right. What can folks do? How can they get involved? What do they need to do?
Thank you for asking that.
Well, so, you know, we get paid to do this.
I know you do, but thank you for asking that question. So on July 25th this year, which is Final Fridays on the Square, we will have a special table that says, we'll have America 250, Licking County. The Alliance, we have created a passport, a passbook like the state parks and the national parks. We have 46 locations in all 25 townships that you are going to go to. There is a challenge question that you have to answer. You're not going to find the challenge question online. You have to work for this. The first 250 people that complete this challenge will get a commemorative challenge coin. It has the courthouse top on it. On the backside, it says America 250. We've created the book, and we've also created a digital platform that we will launch on July 25th. So if you want to do the hard book, or you just want to do it online on your phone or your iPad or your computer, you can do it that way. That has been a better part of a two-year project, doing the research, going to all 25 townships, documenting the historical location, and then creatively coming up with a question that people cannot find online. So we feel this is the best way for us to honor Licking County. You will be going to cemeteries, you will be going to churches, you will be going to museums, you will be going to monuments. Like Buckeye Lake, for an example, it's the first day park in Ohio. It's more of a boat ramp today, but there is a challenge question, and I'm not going to say anything. They're going to have to find it. So I've been very cryptic about it because people have been asking. One of the questions for the Buckingham House will be, what Civil War general came to the house and then became president? That's all I'm going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
So we're going to have fun with that. But that officially launches July 25th from 4 to 7 on the square.
On Friday.
And our hope is to have about 10,000 people partake in this program.
Yeah, that sounds like it'd be a lot of fun. As long as one of them is not Doug Stout or Jeff Gill, we'll all have a chance.
Well, they're going to have to work just as hard as anybody else. There is no cutting corners on this project.
Yeah.
And some of my concern is that with the phone app, you're going to go up to the Fallsburg area, and you're going to look down your phone, and it's going to say you have no service. So there are also some logistical challenges with it. But, well, we'll
get through it.
We have until July 25th to figure some of the stuff out. But we're in the point now of finalizing the book, proofreading it. When I was sitting here, we just got a quote for what the book's going to cost to print. So, fun project.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing to engage the community.
Yeah, be a lot of fun. And I'm sure we will have you in more often if we could just get you to open up a little bit and
I'll try.
Talk. It would be nice if you'd say a few words so we could talk about it. But, Howard, it's been a blast having you in. I told the commissioners when they came in to talk about what was going on and they mentioned this, I said, well, it's Howard I got to get a hold of. And they're like, yeah, get him in here and he'll want to talk about it. And it's a great thing. Again, it's not always that the governor comes to your city, but you're able to do that and get him in here. So it should be a lot of fun tomorrow. And just real quick, the streets will be closed in that area, so folks need to know that. But still, come on down. Like you said, it's all day, not all day, but 10 to 3. So there's plenty of time.
If they go to the Licking County Historical Society's website or our Facebook page, we have on it a map of downtown. I was told yesterday with my conversation at about 8:30, I believe they will be closing down a portion of 3rd Street and maybe a little bit of 2nd Street.
Mm-hmm.
We have vendors that are going to be coming in the early morning. We'll start decorating at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning and ready to rock and roll. We'll have on each entrance and then the entrance off the parking lot, we will have a welcome table that we will be handing out the rack card that has the agenda on it, along with a beautiful canal map that we made. And I just want to stress a lot of this would not be possible without the support of our county commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
They love history, and they've been an amazing partner, not only with the canal project, but also with the 250 project.
Yeah, they certainly mentioned it on several occasions. Well, Howard, I appreciate it. Everybody get down. If you can, get down to Canal Market District tomorrow between 10 and 3 for the Ohio Erie Canal Bicentennial Celebration.